Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're really glad you're with us here today on this beautiful day, and we can see that spring is coming upon us here, but there's so much work for us to do in the spiritual life, and really to ask ourselves, if I have a spiritual life, am I trying to think outside the box, so to speak, you know, or outside of my own little world, you know, the things, the knowledge that I have acquired myself personally or with my job. And am I trying to, because God is always calling us to do this, to think like God, to do the will of God. See, that is the highest virtue that any of us can attain. You can have all the PhDs in the world, and you can make all the money in the world, but if you do not have any knowledge of God, who is pure love, then life becomes such a depressing thing. You know, I asked a friend of mine, you know, why don't you pray? Why this refusal towards God? And they really couldn't give me a good answer. You know, and we can all think of the things that, you know, hey, I just want to do what I want to do, or I just don't want to say that I'm sorry, or, you know, I've been hurt plenty of times in my life, and how could there possibly be a God with all the hurt and all the bad things that happen in the world? And, you know, that's fine to talk that way when you're, you know, maybe in your teenage years or in your 20s or even in your 30s. But once you get into your 40s and your 50s, it's time to be honest with ourselves. We've got enough road behind us to where we can tell whether we're really just, you know, eating the same garbage that we're producing, right? And, you know, really it doesn't float anymore, my friends. It doesn't work. And we're going to find that out today in the scriptures we're going to read. And even in recovery, you know, they talk about to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. And are you true to yourself? Are you true to your heart? Or do you just get into a rant? You know, sometimes people can be very honest and profound and just beautifully pouring out their heart and the things that they're talking about, you know, maybe the things that they're sorry about. And then all of a sudden, a switch gets thrown and they're furious, almost enraged, because they think of a hurt, something someone has done to them, and it just wipes out all of the good things they were just talking about, all of the hopes and dreams that they were talking about. But, you know, we're just one moment away from living this beautiful spiritual life. So in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church. We're inviting you to come back to the church. We're inviting, you know, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, people who don't know anything about religion, to come to the Catholic Church, to join the Catholic Church. Of course, many people will say, well, what does it take to join the church? Well, we have a program called RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. And it takes anywhere, depending on what your knowledge is of Christianity, anywhere from 3 to 6 months in most parishes. And so there's, you know, study of church tradition, study of the catechism, study of the Bible. And you're really put through, you know, there's evening classes. So it's probably, I would say, about 40 to 60 hours worth of training to find out, do I want to commit to this? And some people think it should be a lot longer than that. I myself think it's probably a pretty good amount of time, you know. The church has been working at this for a long time. And generally when people are moved, the Holy Spirit has moved them to be baptized, to come into full communion with the Holy Catholic Church, they're ready. They're ready. And they know what the commitment is. They know that it is a church of love. It is a mission of love. And they're ready to start doing that. And, you know, I was in a class just recently, and, three husbands from three couples where the husbands had decided, they're all in their 50s and 60s, they decided, you know what, it's time. It's time for me to, in a sense, be honest with myself, know that my life is, I have more, less road ahead of me than I do behind me, kind of past that halfway point. And I've pondered life, and I've found that, you know, good things happen and bad things happen, and it's not all God's fault. No more than we can blame our parents, than can we blame the creator of the universe. You know, this is our project, my brothers and sisters, and this is God's project. And the project's name is love. And we're working at it, but we need a lot more help. We need people to commit their lives. We need people to commit their lives to the religious life, to the priestly life. We need lay people, regular people, to commit themselves to prayer and meditation and to outreach and to love your brothers and sisters, both in your family and outside your family. Love your brothers and sisters. So let's go right into the readings that we have today. So our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, and this is for the fifth Sunday of Easter. Yes, we're still in the Easter season, heading towards Pentecost here in about 3 weeks. So this is for April 29th. Acts, and this is Acts chapter 9, 26 through 31. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem, and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is from Psalm 22. Alleluia. I will fulfill my vows before the Lord who fear the Lord. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts live forever. Alleluia. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations shall bow down before him. Alleluia. To him alone shall bow down all who sleep in the earth. Before him shall bend all who go down into the dust. Alleluia. And to him my soul shall live. My descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to the people, yet be born the justice he has shown. Alleluia. Our next reading, our second reading, is from 1 John 3, 18 through 24. That's 1 John 3, 18 through 24. Children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemned. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And His commandment is this: we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. Those who keep His commandments remain in Him, and He in them. And the way we know that He remains in us is from the Spirit He gave us. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our Gospel reading today is from the Gospel of John, John 15, 1 through 8. Jesus said to His disciples, "I am the true vine, and My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in Me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, He prunes so it will bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in Me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in Me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in Me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without Me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in Me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in Me and My words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become My disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings today. Just incredible readings. And we really think, my brothers and sisters, you know, the Lord is really pressing on our hearts this day. Even though we're gone through this Easter season, the weather becomes nice and beautiful again, we still have this longing in our own hearts. The things that we need to confess, the things that we need to repent for, and they can be kind of two different things in many ways. You know, saying we're sorry to God, but also saying we're sorry to the person too. Sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's better not to. And it's always good to get good counsel on that from a good friend or from your pastor to, you know, making that next step. You know, many times in recovery, not only you do that step work, that fourth and fifth step work, where you acknowledge your wrongs and you confess them, but you also make restitution in a certain way too. And that's fallen by the wayside, my brothers and sisters. The saying we're sorry to another person has faded away. And I think we have much of that to blame, ourselves to blame for that. You know, of course, in the Protestant traditions, confession is, you know, I confess my sins to God in private. But in the Catholic tradition, we confess to a priest who is persona in Christe, acting as the man Jesus, many times will confess to a therapist or a psychiatrist or psychologist. But are we just confessing it, or are we talking about it, or do we become healed from those wounds that are in our hearts? And that's exactly what Scripture is talking about today. That as long as we have done the footwork, as long as we have done the work of asking for forgiveness and forgiving, that whatever we ask for from God will be given to us. But for many of us, my brothers and sisters, we are doing foxhole praying. Okay? Things get bad enough. Things get rough enough. And so then I start praying. I start pleading. I start begging God to help me. And God says, you know, I can help you, but you need to help yourself. I will pour into you, but you need to clean house. There needs to be room for me to come in, for my grace to flow into you. And of course, there's always that certain period of time where God gives us this opportunity. By this beautiful grace God gives us, He pours this hope into us. He pours this possibility of recovery, this possibility of a good life. But we have to repent, for our hearts condemn us. From 1 John 3, our hearts condemn us. I want to read this from the Catechism. It is so amazing because it takes out all of our excuses. You know, or I don't have to do that, or, you know, the priest isn't in charge. Or, you know, you might as well say God's not in charge. That you think that you are in charge. You're not. You are not. Why do we have all these different Christian denominations? Why do we have all these different churches? Why do we have all these different clerics? You know, some teach hate. Some teach love. Why? Why this great difference? Many times, my brothers and sisters, it's all just about politics and power. You know, I'll give you your own church. Look at the Church of England. I'll give you your own church. Look at England itself, what a mess that country is in. Where they won't even release a baby. Little baby Alfie won't release him to Italy, to another country. No. The government thinks those children are their possession, that the people of that country are possessed, literally, I think by a demon, quite honestly. Not the good people, but the politicians. The people who lord over them. And I use that word lord very loosely because they are bad lords. They are evil lords. We have evil lords in this country too that allow the mass killing of children. You don't hear anything about that. Our ears are, our hearts are hardened to that too. And we have that in our hearts. And we wonder why God cannot hear our prayer. We wonder why, when we think that's okay, even though our hearts condemn us for that crime, condemn us for that atrocity, the things we watch on TV or on the internet, the way we behave as men or women, sexual immorality. Our hearts condemn us. God cannot hear us. God cannot hear us. It's very sad, my brothers and sisters. But we are doing this to ourselves. God is not doing this. God is not doing this. How can we want something so good when we practice so much evil? We have that evil in our hearts. We have that grave sin in our hearts. It's time for us to be honest, to thine own self be true, to thine own heart be true. Take away other church, take away all of it, take away all of it. You will stand in front of God by yourself, and you won't be able to blame your parents anymore, or your brothers, or your sisters, or your first wife, or your second wife, or your fifth wife. It'll be just you and God. Judgment. You know, a beautiful thing about St. Faustina, I've talked about this before, before you are shown the door of judgment, you will be shown the door of mercy. But my brothers and sisters, I show you that door today. To live some of heaven here. Live some of the spiritual life here. Live some of the life that God wants for you here, now, today. Repent of your sin. Repent of the things that you've done. Repent of the things that you think are okay, that are not. That your heart convicts you and condemns you, that are not. I don't condemn you. God does not condemn you. Your heart condemns you. Because God is in you. God has a hard time living in a place like that. But yet His Spirit, even though it be a small flame, maybe like just like a little pilot light, maybe just like a little flame from like a little Bic lighter, maybe even smaller than that, when it should be a roaring fire inside of you, having the courage like Paul has to speak in the name of Jesus Christ, and to love one another just as He commanded us. So I want to read this from 208 of the Catechism. It's really quite beautiful in regards to the scripture reading from 1 John. Faced with God's fascinating and mysterious presence, man discovers his own insignificance. Before the burning bush, Moses takes off his sandals and veils his face in the presence of God's holiness. Before the glory of the thrice holy God, Isaiah cries out, "Woe is me, I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips." Before the divine signs wrought by Jesus, Peter exclaims, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But because God is holy, He can forgive the man who realizes that he or she is a sinner before Him. "I will not execute my fierce anger, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst." The Apostle John says likewise, "We shall reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything." So beautiful. So beautiful. So much hope in that for us. And so let's go on to the gospel reading today, because we just have about 7 minutes left. And in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program, and we're glad you're with us here today. If you'd like to know anything more about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. And if you want to listen to more things about the Catholic Church, there's holyfamilyradio.net. And there's a bunch of local radio stations that they have listed on their website there. 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, and 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. And, you know, I think about the Blessed Mother too. You know, wouldn't be a Catholic radio program without mentioning the Blessed Mother Mary. So it's ask her for help. You know, if you find that Jesus is, I just can't face God. I can't face Jesus. You know, it's kind of like I can't face my dad and I can't face my brothers. But I can talk to my mom. So go to your mother. Ask the Blessed Mother Mary for help, for courage, and being honest with yourself, being honest with your heart, making your heart immaculate, like the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And so, real quickly, on the Gospel reading today, that the church is the field, okay? And that we are members of the body of the church, and that we are grafted in to Christ. Christ is the vine, see? And when our hearts go astray, we go away from that vine, my brothers and sisters. We get cut away from it, and we're just there, laying on the ground, withering, dying. And at the end of time, those are all gathered up and thrown into the fire. And we all know what that fire is, the fires of hell, apart from God, because we've separated ourselves from God. And we haven't borne any fruit. You know, think about that. And so, you know, don't beat yourself up about it. You know, this is life. This is what we're supposed to do. We go through this process of learning, this kind of purgative process of learning how to get to heaven. It's very difficult down here. The temptations are everywhere. The devil is everywhere. Not everywhere, but you know what I mean. The temptations are everywhere. You know, the two things the devil wants. He wants us to think he's hiding around every corner, or the devil wants us to think he doesn't exist at all. Well, he does exist, and he's not hiding under every rock or around every corner either. But we have hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ, and we have hope in his church, the Holy Catholic Church. The fullness of the faith, the fullness of the sacraments, all of the sacraments. And such a beautiful gospel today. So if we are in communion, we will bear much fruit. Jesus unites us to the mission of the Father. And union with Christ is how we are fulfilled and how our lives are fulfilled, my brothers and sisters. Follow Christ and unite with him. Not with a political party, not with a government, but with Jesus Christ. Countries come and go. Earthly kingdoms come and go. But Christ and Jesus Christ last forever. If we are apart from the vine, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. And prayer, if we do not humble our hearts, if we do not get on our knees, if we do not repent, if we do not change our lives, our prayer cannot be heard. It's such a weak prayer. Except for those moments of grace, of course, God hears that prayer. But the prayer becomes so much more valid, so much stronger, so much holier. The prayers of a righteous person are heard. How do we become righteous? We become righteous by the purification of our hearts. We become glorified by this purification of our hearts on our way to heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, be in prayer. Cry out for God. Cry out for his mercy and his grace, that your hearts may be cleansed, that your hearts may be humbled. Put yourself right with God this very day. This very day is available to you. Forget about all your friends and all the stuff and what they will think. Only focus on what will God think and what does God think. Your heart is calling for you to do this. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all.